Welcome to Extraordinary Accomplishments and Advancements, where we profile creative geniuses and their rivalries.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe we're studying for Adam's test last minute.
I know, and we kept saying how we would be studying for every day this week.
We are such procrastinators, there's no way we're going to pass.
Tell me about it. Alright, so how about we just quiz each other on the history of the atoms?
Well, let's see. Basically, up until the 18th century, alchemists were wasting their time with ridiculous experiments getting nowhere.
Yeah, and then Newton, Lavoisier, and Dalton were born, and soon they were talking about molecules being made up of atoms.
Finally, we discovered the three parts to an atom, the positive proton part, the neutral neutron part, and the negative electron part. Some scientists began investigating the splitting of atoms.
So then the Hungarian scientist Szilard, who was not very well known at the time, started worrying about Germans trying it out. But since he wasn't really a big deal, nobody really listened to him.
So he seeked out Einstein, who wrote letters to Roosevelt, warning him of how Germany might start creating the atomic bomb. But it wasn't Roosevelt's top priority then. So they basically started understanding splitting atoms a little better. It's called nuclear fission when you break an atom. And every time you do it, energy is released. And you break it apart by bombarding it with neutrons. And breaking one atom sets off a whole chain reaction.
Yeah, it's basically like hitting over a domino.
So all of a sudden, some top scientists begin to practice with splitting atoms. And they decide it would be cool if they didn't break in a chain reaction, but at the same time, so that you would have more energy release.
Specifically Heisenberg, the German scientist, began experimenting, but soon the Nazis wanted more from him. He knew that his research in the wrong hands could kill many people.
Yeah, but Hitler ended up not really caring about the atomic bomb.
Bomb creation took a pause in Germany while the Allies kept working hard, especially Britain and the US, who greatly began to financially support the bomb creation.
The bomb creation project was known as Manhattan Project because it is in New York where the entire scientific community who was working on the project decided to meet.
Oppenheimer was then chosen to run the entire Manhattan Project in Los Alamos, and his crew were Neddermeyer and Parsons and Teller.
Neddermeyer and Parsons, who were team leaders, were always fighting. Parsons would say that Neddermeyer was approaching things the wrong way, and Neddermeyer would say that Parsons was wrong. So Oppenheimer would have to intervene and side with someone, and it was usually Neddermeyer. Oppenheimer also had drama with Edward Teller, who was also working at Los Alamos. Teller was jealous of the power that Oppenheimer had. Teller tried to do everything to get rid of Oppenheimer.
Dang, that sucks. I would have been so pissed and have had Teller kicked off. Anyway, they finally exploded the first atomic bomb in New Mexico in 1945.
And then Hiroshima happened, right?
Yeah. The bomb they dropped on Hiroshima was called Little Boy, which is a little ironic because the aftermath of Little Boy was huge. Total number of victims from Hiroshima came out to be approximately 200,000, and that didn't include Nagasaki, where about 100,000 people died.
Oppenheimer supposedly said, "I am become dead, the destroyers of the world."
Okay, that's only a little scary.
Heisenberg was quite upset that he wasn't the first to figure out the secret of the atom bomb.
Well, I did hear once that Heisenberg and his crew wouldn't believe it when they first saw it on the news. They, like, wouldn't accept it. It says that Heisenberg was experiencing a world full of emotions because he wanted to make it first, but he didn't agree with the Nazis or any of their ideas.
He purposely kept many of his findings and ideas secret so that the Nazis wouldn't use them.
Also, the scientists worked harder and faster. They thought the other side had more work done, but they never knew for sure if that's what was going on. Roosevelt, though, mainly just wanted the bombs proposed for by others.
So the scientists didn't know? Nope, they thought that they were doing it to beat the other countries and to end the war, while the government just wanted it as a post-war weapon.
So let's summarize everything. First, we talked about the parts of the atom, the neutron and the electrons and protons, with all the different charges to balance each other out.
Yeah, and then we discussed how scientists moved on to thinking about splitting atoms, which led to the rivalry between US and Britain against Germany to see who could figure it out, the atomic bomb first. The U.S. ended up figuring it out and using it on Hiroshima, killing hundreds of thousands of people.
Wow, the atomic bomb definitely had an exciting history.
Haha, oh yeah, alright, I'm done studying for now.
Yeah, me too.
Good luck tomorrow, girl.
You too.